Rabbi Isai, this week we're going to learn a little bit of the next three prokim, because they're very connected. Gimel, Dalet, and Hay are very mechuber. We're going to work our way a shtickle backwards. Meaning in Gimel and Dalet, it talks about exactly Klal Yisrael crossing the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, because the Meraglim came back. We're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. And basically it discusses... And first, Yeshua Ben Nun gives a whole hakdama, how the Oren should go first, and we should follow the Oren. And then we know in Perek Dalet, it discusses how the Yarden split. Certain ways it was a bigger mess even than Kriyas Yamsuf. And then, Perek Hay, we already crossed the Yarden. Talks about the first things that we did in Eretz Yisrael. And you have a ma'aseh there with the malach. So I'm going to explain today the ma'aseh with the malach, and then we'll work our way backwards, we'll have a better understanding. The whole idea of the Oren and the Kriyas Yarden, all that will be, we'll get to it tomorrow. Today I want to be oimid on mamish two psukim, after we cross the Yarden. So a malach greets Yeshua ben Nun. You guys remember this from the Gemara and Megillah? Sure, you all learned Megillah. The Malach greets Yeshua ben Nun with a sword, and he says the following words: "Ani sar tzva Hashem atobasi vayipol Yeshua upon of arzav vayishtochu." And this is the end. So Chazal tell us that these two psukim was a whole discussion between Yeshua ben Nun and the Malach. Because Yeshua ben Nun tells the Malach, Halonu ato im l'tzoreinu. Simple, when you read the Pesukim, it sounds like Yeshua ben Nun didn't know he was a Malach. He didn't know this was a Malach. And he asked him, are you one of ours or are you our enemy? If your enemy, will kill you. Who are you? Identify yourself. And the Malach says, I'm a Sar Tzva Hashem, I'm a Malach. That's how you read it simple. Chazal told us that wasn't the discussion. Yeshua ben Nun knew it was a Malach. He knew it was a Malach. And when he saw the Malach with a sword, he knew they were in trouble. So that was a given. Yeshua ben Nun knew we're in trouble. His question was to the Malach was, what is the trouble? Halonu ato im l'tzoreinu. So the Rishonim explained in Megillah, he said, are you coming because we were Mevatel Torah, which is learnt out of the Pasuk, Torah Tziva Lonu. So when Yeshua ben Nun said the words, Halonu Ato, he was asking him, are you coming because we were Nichshel in Torah Tziva Lonu? That was his first question. Or Litzareinu, are you coming because we were Mevatel the Korbonus? And Rashi Tosis explains in Megillah, because Korbonos HaMegin from Muhammad. So that means that according to Chazal, Yeshua ben Nun knew everything. He knew he's a Malach. He knew what he was coming. He knew they were in trouble. He knew even what the trouble was. He knew they were Mevatel Torah, and he knew they were Mevatel the Korban Tomid. His only question was, which one are you here for? Is it because of this? Is it because of that? The Malach answers him, Atobos. Say, Chazal, I came for Bittul Torah. That's the Chazal. What's dominant from this Chazal? What stands out? That Yeshua ben Nun used one code word, and the Malach used a different code word. Yeshua ben Nun said, Halonu ato l'tzoreinu. Are you here for us? Halonu ato. That's the Losh Yeshua ben Nun. Halonu ato im l'tzoreinu. So the Malach should have answered, Lonu. Right? Because Torah Tziva Lonu. Instead, the Malach says, Atobasi. Say Chazal, Atobasi. When the Torah gives us a mitzvah, the right to say for Torah, it says, Ato kisvu lochem es hashira azois. So you see, the word Ato could refer to Torah. So what stands out of this Chazal is that Yeshua ben Nun used one code word to say Torah, And the Malach used a different code. Why? Obviously, that's part of the message of the Malach. Why is the Malach using a different code than Yeshua ben Nun is using? So there's a fascinating point of Vizhurov. Mamish, a fascinating point of Vizhurov. And this point of Vizhurov, it not only gives us an understanding in this, but we could work our way backwards and we could then understand a lot of other things. He says the following. When the Torah gives us a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, why does the Torah give us a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? What's the point of giving us a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? Right. So I'll tell you, many, many years ago, I heard from one of the Gedolei Hador. He had a tainus on one of his talmidim. He came to visit him. And this is Mamish from the Gedolei Hador. He came to visit one of his talmidim, who became a doctor and a big machzik Torah. He was a wealthy man. And he came to raise money. And this Gedolei Hador told his talmid, "Where's your smicha? I gave you smicha. I don't see it hanging on the wall. I don't see it. It's not here. Where's your smicha?" He said, it's not important. I have it in the... It's not important. I have it. I don't need to put cover there." And Mamish, he got irritated. I myself was a witness to this event. Mamish got irritated. "What's going on? Where's the smicha?" Anyway, so this Talmud of his, a doctor, very fine person, he turned to his Rebbe, he said, "Rebbe, I was in your house many times. I never saw your smicha. And you zechat smicha. I never saw your smicha hanging on the wall. And this Gedolei Hador had smicha from the covenant, from the Dvar Avram, from all the, many of the Gedolei Hador of the previous generation. Where's your smicha?" Right? So you didn't, I learned from you basically, Rebbe, I learned from you not to have my smicha hanging on the wall. So he laughed. He said, "I'm not the same as you. In my house, nothing's hanging on the wall. I don't have anything hanging. None of my accomplishments are hanging on the wall." He says, "But you have 6 diplomas here. From this school, from that school, from medical school, from awards, from this. Your walls are hanging with all..." He says, "Ey bazei, you don't have your smicha hanging. If you hang up your medical awards and you hang up your medical diplomas, you can't not hang up your smicha." He said, "Nishnar dem, the smicha should be in the middle. And this you can put on the side. But that's all you put up. That's why I got upset." He said, "The emes is, mekenes altach opnemen. I'm more comfortable just take everything down." I said, this guy, while the God was in the house, he put up his smicha. He decided not to take down the other thing, but he put up his smicha. Now, I'll tell you what the Pana Vizhurov says. Pana Vizhurov says, what's the reason why the Torah gave us a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah? Why, Taka, does every single Jew have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? Why? The Gemara says you shouldn't buy it. You should write it. Why? Why do you have to write? The whole mitzvah is Talmud Torah. The Rosh says that today, the famous Rosh, today you're Makayim mitzvah Ksivis Torah by buying Sfarim. Right? Because the main mitzvah is Talmud Torah. That's why to have a Sefer Torah written and just put into Aron Kodesh, maybe you're missing the main mitzvah. So why is there a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah? So the Pana Vizhurov said a Gvalda Gvalt. He said, something that you write, that you invest in, that you put your koiches in, you treasure. Something that you don't put your koiches in, you don't treasure. You don't put your koiches into it. You don't value it. He says, in order for the Torah to be on a level, on a plateau, the only way for that to be is if it's kisvul lachem. If you write it, if you yourself contract somebody and you're involved in the writing of the Sefer Torah, you take pride in it. And once you take pride in it, then you throw yourself in. He said like this. He says, that's why he calls it a shira. Because if it's kisvu lochem, if you write it, then it becomes a sashira. Then it becomes a song. Then it becomes a gishmak. If you write it, it changes in it too. I use this pun of the Jerov once to answer another kash I had. Why does a king have two sifrei Torah? You know, every king had to have two sifrei Torah. Achash nichnasos v'yetzis imay. One sefer Torah that goes with him wherever he goes. V'achash munachas le'beveis gnozov. So the Olim remembers, I asked this kasha. Why does a king need two sifrei Torah? I understand the king always needs to have a Shulchan Aruch with him. He needs a sefer Torah. So I understand. But once the king has a sefer Torah that he carries with him everywhere, that's enough. So I said the pshat is like this. In order for a king to give over the message to people to keep the Torah, he has to show that he treasures the Torah. So if the king is walking around with a sefer Torah on his neck, but Lamaisa in his treasury, all there is money, he's not going to be able to teach the Torah to others. In order for him to be matzliach, achashe yoytzis imay, in order for him to succeed with the Sefer Torah that he tries to teach, has to be that there's one munachas loy beveis gnozov. That everybody knows what the king treasures, he treasures the Torah. If he treasures the Torah, he can give over the Torah. Zok the pun of Yisrov ha-gaval de gavalt. There's a pasuk Torah tzivol on Moshe. That's why Yeshua Benun said, why did you come? Did you come for today? Did you come for Bittul Torah? Did you come for Bittul Tomet? Halonu Atam Lutzarena. But really, it was a Shas Mulchama. It was a time of war. What kind of time is it when it's a time of war that you should be learning? The Torah says it depends. If the learning by you is it sure, if learning by you is taka, it's an avoida, then if you're out to war, you're not going to be learning. You have a good excuse, you're out to war. But if learning is your shira, if learning is what energizes you, then you're out to mulchama, you're still going to learn. It's your life. So the Malach told him, not to receive alonu, va'at to kiss v'lochem as hashira. Azayz look the pun of Israel. The Malach told Yeshua ben Nun, you know why I'm here now? I'm here for Bittul Torah. How could I expect you to learn Torah when you're at war? Because the Torah should be by you not as an oil, it should be kisvu lochem es hashira azayz. And then it will be lamdas b'nei Yisrael. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.